Good morning, we're continuing Chayarim, Klal Laman Aleph, Simon Tezvov. We left off that he allowed the movement of the Sefer Torah for even a person who's not a Choshev or Chayla for Parshas Zachar. But nearly the Efshur Gam, the Parshas Purah Kain, and he tells you to look at the Magen Avraham and Simon Tav Resh Pei Aleph. The Magen Avraham says that besides that the other Parshas Zachar is the Raisa, there's an argument to say that Parshas Purah is deraisa also. Now, why would the reading of Parshas Purah be deraisa? Because the Torah says we're supposed to remember the Chet HaEgel that Klal Yisrael did. We're not supposed to forget the Chet that we did with the Chet HaEgel. To read the Parshas of the Chet HaEgel itself would be inappropriate. But Rashi points out at the beginning of Parshas Purah that the Bereshit gave the Parshas Purah as a kapora for the HaEgel. Just like we find the concept that the mother should come and clean up after the tzoya of the shifcha, the shifcha should come and clean up the dirt that her son made. So the pora, the mother will come and clean up for the veira of the egel of the child that Kleisa was chayta with. Very just briefly, to want to suggest and understand what the connection is. Part of the Chet HaEgel was Klal Yisrael against the Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who made their Cheshbonos why it's appropriate to do what they're doing. So based on their Cheshbonos, they made decisions against the Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Part of Duma, I'll point out, it's very difficult to understand, it's not logical, and we do it anyway. We do it because that's the Ratzon HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the Part of Duma, which is the full act of subservience to Kadosh Baruch Hu's das and rotzen, is a kapara for the Chet HaEgel. So Magen Avraham says that we read the Parshas Purah as a kiyum of the rice of remembering the Chet HaEgel, and just like Parshas Zachar is supposed to be recalled through Kriyas HaTorah, so the Kriya of Paraduma will recall the Chet HaEgel as well. Now the Pasha Pshat, and the reason why we read Parshas Purah, Chazar Masak and Parshas Purah in Adar, was the same way we read Shkolim, because at the Zman of the Mikdash people would bring their Shkolim in Nisan, and they would make a Hachroza, they would make an announcement about bringing the Shkolim starting from Rosh Chodesh Iyar. So similarly, we read about the Shkolim either as the announcement or alternatively as the idea of Neshama Farm Sposenu, that we can't bring Karbonas, but we're able to fulfill the Karbonas through the reading and talking about the Karbonas. So similarly, before Pesach, excuse me, before Pesach, they would be matar themselves with the ashes of the Paraduma in preparation for Pesach. So we read about the Parshas Purah to matar ourselves before Pesach with the concept of the Shama from Sosenu. So that's the Pasha, that's the Iker reason why Chazal were masakin it. And that's the Rabbanu Dikadin. We're saying that besides the Rabbanu Dikadin, the Magen Avraham is suggesting there's a derisa, this concept of Kiyum with Parshas Purah as well. Therefore, what he says over here is moving a Sefer Torah for the purpose of facilitating Kriya Parshas Purah for somebody who would otherwise not have the Kriya Parshas Purah would be allowed. The same way he's been allowing us to move the Sefer Torah for Parshas Zachar, you can move the Sefer Torah for Parshas Purah as well. Bez Hashem, in the upcoming Shurim, I would like to just talk about the idea of moving the Sefer Torah, how to move it, when you're allowed to move it, and what's appropriate. The Chayyam does not get involved in the details, but there are some pratim which we need to talk about. Bez Hashem, in the next few Shurim, we'll talk about that, and then we'll continue on right there in the Chayyam. Onto Simon Tezayin. Meanwhile, have a good day.